Hello there. Welcome back to Kick Fear Now on Anchor FM, the place where fear takes a back seat. I'm Pangeline Edwards, your host, and today I want to talk to you about those courageous conversations you need to have with yourself. You know, one thing many of us are good at is holding a conversation with ourselves. For some, the conversations are positive, words of encouragement to move us into the next project, to get us pumped up to go to the gym, or, you know, get ready for our daily exercise, or a compliment on how we look, how far we've come, or for a job well done. All these monologues are positive self-talk. Then there are the negative chatter, which tends to take us backwards instead of forwards, to a time or place in the past. Suddenly, our conversation becomes one of examination of past actions, deeds, and words. Many times these conversations are long and packed with negative energy. This in turn stirs up doubt, fear, and anxiety, and worry about a future that has not taken place or we have no control over. Listen. Positive or negative self-talk are not always verbal. In fact, most of the time, it's your thoughts and the constant ongoing monologue that take place in our minds that make up this dialogue. We're not even conscious that our thoughts are a driving force for our action or our inaction. So what do we do? Well, first, we need to take control of all that chatter that we now know takes place. Yes, chatter takes place. Second, we need to be aware and alert that our thoughts can and will bombard us for better or worse. Our awareness of this will give us the ability to take control of our mindful thoughts. And third, we must move them away from the constantly repeated negative thoughts to thoughtful, positive, courageous conversation. Whenever something that needs to be done causes you to fear, have doubts, or feel anxious, stop the chatter. Take some much-needed deep breaths to quiet the mind and still your thoughts. Be aware of what is taking place. Be attentive to what is happening. Continue deep breathing until you stop the pounding of your heart. Some people use meditation, others use prayer, exercise, or music. You find whatever is more comfortable for you. And make it a practice to do this when the situation or circumstance calls for it. Now you're ready for that courageous conversation. Ask yourself the question and wait for the answer that will come. Be receptive and open and listen carefully. The answer will come. Now all you have to do is to follow through. The burden will be removed. You can take control. You can kick fear now. That's all I have for you today, guys. If you need some more words of encouragement, motivation, or inspiration, head on over to Kick Fear Now on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Meet me again here on Kick Fear Now on Anchor FM, the place where fear takes a back seat. And I, Pangeline Edwards, your host, will be here to help you along your life journey. Make it an action-packed day today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.